Jesus, you are wonderful. You are wonderful, Lord, and I celebrate you. Oh, I celebrate you. You are worthy to be praised, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. I love you so much. And I pray that anyone listening will be blessed. They'll be blessed today, God, that you would fill them up with you and reveal yourself to them in a powerful way, and that they would know that you are with them always. You are with them always. So, Lord, we just make a big deal out of you because you're a big deal. You are, Lord Jesus, and we just give you that praise. Amen. In your name. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. If you want to subscribe to these audiobook podcasts, you can just go to iTunes, search, and type in Michael Ryan's B-O-O-S, booze. The Lord Jesus is so worthy. He's awesome, and he really is a big deal, friends. He is. He saved us. He redeemed us. He lives in us, and he's with us always. And we get to have an eternity of joy and peace in the Lord Jesus. I mean, what more could you ask for? And then he just, this whole time in between in earth, with all the struggles and the sufferings, he just fully gives of himself to us and lives in us. And I just can't encourage you enough to just get on your knees and just worship him, please. I mean, talk to him. He's with you. He's next to you. He's a breath away. He's just by your side 24/7. So we're going to continue. I was reading Psalm 119 to you before, and we're going to just continue just seeing Jesus in the psalm. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and it's about the Word of God. And the Word of God we know from John 1 is Jesus Christ. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then verse 14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word of God is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said in John 5:39, you search the scriptures, which he was referring to the Old Testament, because that's all the scriptures that were there at the time. You search the scriptures thinking that you have eternal life, but it is these that testify of me. Luke, he talks about, at the end of Luke, the end of Matthew, he talks to disciples and he shows himself from the Old Testament, from these books, from Psalms, from the law, from the prophets, from all that. And so he's here. He's in the Psalms. He's in the Old Testament. He is the God of the Old Testament. So whenever I read here, I'm going to be replacing anything that says the Word or the law or the statutes, because it's referring to the Word of God. I'm going to replace that with Jesus Christ, and it's going to be a blessing to you. It really will be. So we're going to continue in verse 41 of Psalm 119. May your loving kindness also come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to Jesus. So I will have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in the Messiah. And do not take Jesus, the Jesus of truth, utterly out of my mouth, for I wait for the Lamb. So I will keep the Lamb continually, forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek Jesus. I will also speak of Jesus Christ before kings, and shall not be ashamed. I shall delight in the Son of God, whom I love. I shall lift up my hands to the Son of God, whom I love, and I will meditate on the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 49, remember the word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that Jesus Christ has revived me. The arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from the Messiah. I have remembered Jesus Christ from of old, O Lord, and comfort myself. Burning indignation has seized me because of the wicked who forsake the Lord Jesus. But the Messiah is my song. In the house of my pilgrimage, O Lord, I remember your name in the night, and I keep the Lord Jesus Christ. This has become mine, that I observe the Lamb of God. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep Jesus. I sought after your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to Jesus Christ. I considered my ways and turned my feet toward the Son of God. I hastened and did not delay to keep the Messiah. The cords of the wicked have encircled me, but I have not forgotten Jesus Christ. At midnight, I shall rise and give thanks to him because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a companion of all those who worship you and of those who keep the Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Teach me the Messiah. You have dwelt well with your servant, O Lord, according to the Lamb. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in the Son of God. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep Jesus. You are good and do good. Teach me, Jesus. The arrogant have forged a lie against me, but with all my heart, I will observe the Messiah. Their heart is covered with fat, but I delight in the Messiah. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn the Messiah. Jesus Christ is better to me. Listen, friends, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, Son of God, is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn Jesus Christ. May those who fear you see me and be glad because I wait for Jesus Christ. I know, O Lord, that the Messiah is righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Oh, may your loving kindness and mercy comfort me according to the Lamb. May your compassion come to me that I may live. For Jesus and Jesus alone is my delight. May the arrogant be ashamed, for they will subvert with a lie, but I shall meditate on the Son of God. May those who fear you turn to me, even those who know Jesus Christ. May my heart be blameless in Jesus, so that I will not be ashamed. Hallelujah, friends. That is the good word of the Lord. I mean, he is a big deal. He really is. He gets all the glory, all the focus, all the delight. All of our delight should come from the Messiah. All day long, friends. From the moment you wake up, I encourage you, give praise to the Lord. Give praise to the Lord. This blesses me. Every day, this blesses me. Because I get a chance to just see what it looks like to be intoxicated about Jesus Christ right here in the Psalms. This is just utter worship to the Lord. And then guess what? As I'm worshiping him and reading, he shows up with his presence. You know, I sense him right now, right here, you know. And he's in you. He's in you, and he's with you always. You can't get away from the Lord. And I encourage you, if there's any problem or sin or weakness or habit or anything that you're carrying, don't try to fight it. Don't try to get rid of it. It's only going to make it worse. Just lay it down and look up and worship God. Worship the Lamb. He is worthy. He saved you once, and he continually saves us. Amen. He's saving us every single day. Well, what's he saving us from? Well, we know we're saved from hell, and we're saved from the consequence of our sins, but he's also saving us from the power of our flesh. He's saving us from the flesh just screaming. This flesh is always kicking and screaming in us, friends. The world is always kicking and screaming its agenda on us. It's godlessness. It's humanity and humanitarian efforts that, you know, are good, but they're not from the good one. Even though I believe the Lord orchestrates, uses those types of people to help others across the world. We live in a world where people want to get closer and they want people to become one, we talk about tolerance and so forth, but it really is just a way for people to get together and just declare themselves to be their own God, and that they're the beginning, middle, and the end. But Jesus Christ and him alone, he's the beginning, the middle, and the end. if we come together not in the name of ourselves, but in the name of the Lord who saved us and gave himself up for us so that we no longer live, but we live for him. We live for him who died and rose again. So that's how we come together. That's why we come together. And that should be our starting point every morning. That should be our starting point during the day. Jesus says that he is the true food and his blood is the true drink. And I encourage you, treat the Lord like food. They say now that it's good to eat 5 to 7 meals a day, you know, just nice small meals. And if we eat 5 to 7 meals a day and then Jesus Christ is supposed to be our food, well, I encourage you, be worshiping him. Be worshiping him all day. Treat him like food, like you need him often, you know. I don't know whether it's 5, 7 times, whatever it may be for you, but just he is your food. He really is. And I hope that you can just be blessed by him in the Psalms like this. So the Lord bless you, whoever's listening. Heavenly Father, thank you for just loving the world so much and accomplishing this love and accomplishing this saving grace through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for being such a good dad to us and giving us the best of you, which is Jesus Christ, Lord. We just are so grateful, and I pray that anyone listening would be encouraged to know that you are a good dad to them and that you hear their concerns, you hear their prayer, and you've already given them your best, and that's Jesus Christ. So, Lord, just fill us up today. Make us aware of your presence today. In your name, we praise you. Amen.